I don't know much on religion, and I ain't never had no show. But I've got a middling tight grip, sir, on the handful of things that I know. I don't pan out on the prophets, goodwill and that sort of thing, but I believe in God and the angels ever since one night last spring. I come into town with some turnips, and my little Gabe came along. No four-year-old in this country could beat him for pretty and strong. Pert and chipper and sassy and always ready to swear and fight. And I'd learn him to chaw tobacco just to keep his teeth milk white. The snow came down like a blanket as I passed by Taggett's store. I went in for a jug of molasses and I left the team at the door. But they scared at something and started, and I heard one little squeal, and lickety split over the prairie went team, little britches and all. Yes, lickety split over the prairie, I was almost froze with scare. But we rousted up some torches and we searched for them far and near. At last we struck horses and wagons snowed under a soft white mound. Upsot, dead beat, but of little Gabe, no hide nor hair could be found. And here all hope soured on me of finding my little Gabe. So I just flopped down on my marrow bones and crouched deep in the snow and prayed. By this time the torches was played out, and me and Israel Parr went off with some wood to a sheepfold that he said was somewhere there. We found it at last in a little shed where they shut up the lambs at night. We looked in and seen them huddle there so warm and sleepy and white. And there sat little britches and chirped as pert as ever you see. I wants a chaw tobacco, and that's what's the matter of me. How did he get there? Angels? He could never have walked in that storm. They just scooped down and toted him to where it was safe and warm. And I think that by saving a little child and fetching him to his own is a darn sight better business than loafing around the throne.